Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 26th of July 2024. Essence. Sweet children, this eternal drama continues to turn. It continues to tick away. In this, the parts of no two souls can be the same. Understand this accurately and stay constantly cheerful. Question: with which method can you prove to everyone that God has already come? Answer: do not tell anyone directly that God has come. If you say this, people will laugh at you and make comments, because there are many nowadays who call themselves God. Therefore, first give them the introduction of the two fathers tactfully, that one is a limited father and the other is the unlimited father, and that a limited inheritance is received from a limited father, whereas the unlimited father gives you the unlimited inheritance. Then they will understand you. Om Shanti. The spiritual father sits here and explains to you, spiritual children. There is just this world, and the father has to come here in order to explain to you. Nothing can be explained in the incorporeal world. Everything is explained in the physical world. The father knows that all the children are impure and that they are of no use. There is nothing but sorrow and more sorrow in this world. The father has explained that you are now in an ocean of poison. Previously, you were in an ocean of milk. The land of Vishnu is called an ocean of milk. There cannot be an ocean of milk here, and so they created a lake. It is said that rivers of milk used to flow there, and that the cows there were first class. Here, people fall ill, whereas there, even the cows never fall ill. They are first class. Animals, etc., never fall ill there. There is a lot of difference between here and there. Only the father comes and tells you this. No one else in the world knows this. You know that this is the most auspicious confluence age, when the father comes and takes everyone back. The father says, all the children call out to Allah, God, or Bhagwan. They have given me many names. They give me whatever name enters their minds, good or bad. You children now know that Baba has come. The world cannot understand this. Only those who understood it 5,000 years ago will understand it. This is why it is remembered. Only a handful out of multi-millions and a few out of the handful. Only you children know who I am, what I am, and what I teach you children. No one else can understand this. You know that you are not studying with a corporeal being. It is the incorporeal one who is teaching you. People would definitely become confused as to how he could teach you, because the incorporeal one resides up above. You incorporeal souls also reside up above. You then come and sit on those thrones. This throne is perishable, whereas the soul is immortal. The soul never experiences death. It is the body that dies. This is a living throne. There is the immortal throne at Amritsar too. That is a wooden throne. Those poor, helpless people don't know that souls are immortal and cannot be eaten by death. The soul, the immortal image, sheds a body and takes another. The soul needs a chariot. The incorporeal father too needs a human being's chariot, because the father is the ocean of knowledge, the lord of knowledge, Gyaneshwar. Many people take the name Gyaneshwar. They consider themselves to be God and relate things of the scriptures of devotion. They give themselves the name Gyaneshwar, that is, the Lord who gives knowledge, but the ocean of knowledge is needed for that. He alone is called God the Father. Here many have become God. When there is a lot of defamation, when they become very poor and unhappy, it is then that the Father comes. The Father is called the Lord of the poor. The day eventually comes when the Father, the Lord of the poor, comes. You children also know that the Father comes and establishes heaven. There is limitless wealth there. Money is never counted there. Here they calculate and work out how many millions and billions have been spent. There is no mention of this there. They have plenty of wealth. You children know that Baba has now come to take us back home. Children have forgotten their home. They continue to stumble on the path of devotion. This is called the night. People continue to search for God, but no one finds God at all. You children know that God has now come. You have this faith too. It isn't that everyone has firm faith. Maya makes you forget at some time or other. This is why the Father says, those who were amazed, who saw me, who belonged to me, who related this knowledge to others, O Maya, you are so powerful that you made them run away from me. There were many who ran away. They became those who divorced me. Where will they go and take birth? They will receive a very low birth. They fail their exams. This is the examination of changing from human beings into deities. The Father doesn't tell you that everyone will become Narayan. No, those who make effort well will claim a good status. The Father understands who the good effort makers are. Those who make effort to change other human beings into deities, that is, those who give others the introduction of the Father. Nowadays, out of opposition, so many people continue to call themselves God. They consider you to be weak and innocent. How can you explain to them that God has come? If you tell them directly that God has come, they would never believe you. This is why you need a clever method in order to explain to them. You must never tell anyone that God has come. You have to say to them, you have two fathers. One is the unlimited Parlokic father, and the other is a limited physical father. You should give them the introduction very clearly so that they can understand that what you say is right. No one knows how you receive the unlimited inheritance from the unlimited Father. An inheritance is received from a father. No one else would ever say that human beings have two fathers. You have to prove to them that a limited inheritance is received from a limited worldly father, whereas the unlimited inheritance, that is, the inheritance of a new world, is received from the unlimited Parlokic Father. The new world is heaven, and only when he comes can the Father give you that. That Father is the creator of the new world. If you simply tell people that God has come, they would not believe you, and would make even more comments. They would not listen to you. You don't have to explain this in the Golden Age. You have to explain at the time the Father comes and gives you teachings. No one remembers God in happiness, but everyone remembers God in times of sorrow. Only that Parlokic Father is called the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. He liberates you from sorrow, becomes your guide, and takes you back to your sweet home. That is called the sweet silence home. No one knows how we will go there, nor do they know the Creator or the beginning, middle, and end of creation. You know that Baba has come to take you to the land of Nirvana. He will take all souls back with him. He will not leave a single one behind. That is the home of souls, and this is the home of bodies. So first of all, you have to give the Father's introduction. He is the incorporeal Father, and he is also called the Supreme Father. The words Supreme Father are right and are sweet. By simply saying God or Ishwar, you don't receive the fragrance of the inheritance. You remember the Supreme Father, and so you receive the inheritance. He is the Father. It has also been explained to you children that the Golden Age is the land of happiness. Heaven cannot be called the land of peace. Make it very firm that the land of peace is the place where souls reside. The Father says, children, you don't have any attainment by reading the Vedas or scriptures, etc. People study the scriptures in order to attain God, whereas God says, I do not meet anyone by their reading the scriptures. You call out to me to come here to make the impure world pure. No one understands these things because they have stone intellects. When children don't study at school, they are told, you have stone intellects. You would not say this in the Golden Age. It is only the Supreme Father, the unlimited Father, who makes you into those with divine intellects. At this time, your intellects are divine, because you are with the Father. Then, in the Golden Age, even after one birth, there is a slight difference. There are 2 degrees less after 1,250 years. Your degrees continue to decrease second by second, during 1,250 years. Your lives are now becoming completely perfect at this time. Since you are becoming oceans of knowledge and oceans of happiness and peace, the same as the Father, you claim the full inheritance. The Father comes here simply to give you the inheritance. First of all, you go to the land of peace, and you then go to the land of happiness. There is just peace in the land of peace. You then go to the land of happiness, where there is no question of the slightest peacelessness. You then have to come down. You continue to come down, minute by minute. The new world continues to become old. This is why Baba asked you to calculate. There are so many months, so many hours in 5,000 years. Then people will be amazed. This clear account has been shown. You should write down the accurate calculation. There cannot be the slightest difference in that. It continues to tick away minute by minute. The whole reel repeats. As it turns, it continues to roll and it then repeats. This huge roll is very wonderful. It cannot be measured. The part of the whole world continues to tick away. No 2 seconds are the same. This cycle continues to turn. Those are limited dramas, whereas this is an unlimited drama. Previously, you didn't know anything about how this is an imperishable drama. That which is predestined is taking place once again. Whatever is to happen is that which happens. It is nothing new. This drama has continued to repeat many times, second by second. No one else can explain these things. First of all, you have to give the Father's introduction. The unlimited Father gives you the unlimited inheritance. He only has the one name, Shiva. The Father says, I come when there is extreme defamation of religion. This is called the extreme Iron Age. There is a lot of sorrow here. There are some who ask, how can you remain pure in this extreme Iron Age? However, they don't know who it is that makes you pure. The Father himself comes at the confluence age and establishes the pure world. There, both husbands and wives remain pure, whereas here, both are impure. This world is impure. That world is pure, heaven. This is the extreme depths of hell. It is hell. You children have now understood number-wise according to your efforts. It takes effort to explain. Those who are poor understand quickly. Expansion continues to take place day by day. Then such big buildings will also be needed. Many children have come here because the Father is not going to go anywhere. Previously, Baba used to go to places without being asked by anyone. Now children will continue to come here. You may even have to come in the cold. You would have to make a program. Come at such and such a time when there isn't a crowd. Not everyone can come at the same time. The number of children will continue to increase. Here you children build small buildings, whereas there you will have many palaces. You children know that all the money is going to turn to dust. Many people dig holes and hide their money in them. Then either thieves steal it or it just remains in the holes. Later, when people dig the land on their fields, the money emerges. Destruction will now take place and everything will be buried. You will then receive everything new there. There are many kings' fortresses where a lot of their things are buried. Even big diamonds emerge and they bring an income of hundreds of thousands or millions. It isn't that you will dig the land in heaven and bring out diamonds, etc. No, the mines of everything there will be new and full. Here the land is barren, and so it has no strength. There is no strength left in the seeds that they sow. Everything they put in is all rubbish and impure. There is no mention of anything impure. Everything is new. Daughters come back from trance having had visions of heaven. There is natural beauty there. You children are now making effort to go to that world. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bap Dada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence Vedana. 1. It is at this time that you have to become perfect like the Father and claim your full inheritance. Imbibe all of the Father's teachings and become an ocean of knowledge, peace and happiness, the same as he is. 2. In order to make your intellect divine, pay full attention to this study. Let your intellect have faith and pass the examination of changing from a human being into a deity. Blessing. May you maintain the intoxication of having victory guaranteed and become a conqueror of Maya by receiving multi-million-fold help from the Father. The children who are worthy of receiving multi-million-fold help from the Father challenge Maya when she attacks and say that it is her duty to come and our duty to gain victory. Such children consider a lion form of Maya to be like an ant, because they know that this kingdom of Maya is now about to finish. Victory for you souls who have been victorious many times is 100% guaranteed. The intoxication of having this guarantee enables you to claim a right to multi-million-fold help from the Father. With this intoxication, you will easily become a conqueror of Maya. Slogan: accumulate your power of thought and experiment with it for yourself and the world. Om Shanti.